A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
What's up, boys?
We live. We live right now. Yes, sir. I got Derek with me on the pod. You know, first potty of the Divergent View. We're finally on, and this is my guy right here.
You know, Derek Baker.
Yeah. We went to school. Seventh and eighth grade year.
Yeah.
And he actually just moved to
Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, the other side. He moved. Now you're playing football.
For St. Thomas Aquinas.
He's got the shirt on. They're really good in football and
basically every other sport.
It's a huge Catholic school, right?
Yeah. It was crazy. We had mass last weekend. We had like the bishop come out and stuff.
Yeah, because it's like a huge difference when you switch, even with the religion part, because going from a Baptist school to a Catholic school is like a huge difference. But nice to have you on, and first podcast, and it's gonna be great.
I'm Anthony. This is the podcast I've created, and we're gonna have a little one-on-one interview with different.
Alright, now we're gonna get into the questions. So, Derek, where are you from?
I am from beautiful Naples, Florida, baby.
Bet. And, tell us a little bit of, like, your hobbies, what you like to do in your everyday life, and
what you're doing. First off, I'm not even gonna lie, I like playing video games. You know, we all love playing video games.
Especially with the new Fortnite season out, bro. I've been grinding out that game.
Yeah, I tried to play, but I suck. So, I basically, there's just a bunch of people killing me.
Yeah, so you like video games,
video games, I like biking, drawing, you know, trying to cook a little bit, be a little chef.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, you said you like sports and stuff. What specific sports do you like?
Oh, first of all,
obviously football.
Gotta love football.
Football, but
second favorite be basketball. I played everything in my life. Wrestling, ran track, played baseball. I've tried everything, to be honest.
Yeah, so you're Naples native, right? So you've lived down here your whole life, right?
Yes, actually.
So how did you get down here? Were your parents always down here? How did that work?
It actually started, my dad was up in Maryland, plus my mom, that's where they met, and my dad decided to move down here just to work for his tenting business. He's an entrepreneur, you know, he worked a little bit with his uncle, kind of just getting started and then took over.
So since this has been your home forever, and obviously you were here, and then you moved to Fort Lauderdale, how do you like the move and the transition of, like, renting and going back and forth and having to do all that? It's kind of a headache, or you like it?
I like it, to be honest. Last year when I was playing youth football, I had to go back and forth right after school, hit the road and go to practice from 4:30 to 9 o'clock and drive back home.
Because I know it's for me, because even we're filming this Sunday, and all the football games are on, and I know you still got to drive all the way across the alley, and I know you do that pretty often, and I'm sure that's really hard. Obviously, nobody would really want to do that, but if you want to do it, you want to get better at football, and you want to play for a better team, I mean, I guess that's what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, and I'm just blessed to have some great parents to drive me over there, and siblings.
Yeah, you got a lot of siblings too, right?
Yeah, I got four of them.
Four? How's that like in the house? You guys got four, and then you got parents driving back and forth, and how does that work?
It is chaotic, bro. I'm telling you. Well, now it's really only two of them, because when we're over in Fort Lauderdale, it's just my little brother and baby sister, because my older brother and older sister are in college. So,
where do they go to college?
My brother goes to, I think, FIU, and my sister's FGCU.
Nice, nice. So let's talk a little bit about the NFL, since I want to make this a little bit of a sports channel, maybe a little bit of college football too. Bro. What do you think about the NFL right now?
It is crazy. The amount of events that are happening. Yeah.
I mean, you just look at it today. Like, for instance, you got a backup kicker, or there's no backup kicker. You got a running back kicking field goals. You got three-string quarterback Joshua Dobbs, been there for 4 days, making a huge run, beating, who did they even beat? I don't even know, but they just made a huge run, and it's crazy right now.
Oh, yeah. I can't even explain what's happening, to be honest. Oh, you want to talk like USC?
Like even with college and Caleb Williams, what do you think about him after this loss too?
Dang. Well, they did just get knocked out of their title run, possibly.
Yeah.
With that loss to Washington. So.
And something crazy too, because you even play football, and I think it's kind of stupid, is how college kind of runs the natty. Like, only top four teams, and I heard they're going to change it by next year. It's going to be 8 teams. And
hopefully they do, because it gives a chance for more teams to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always trying to earn money. It gives them more viewers and chances
for
big games.
And even with, how about these teams that just get these easy schedules and then think they're good when they go 8-0? And like, for instance, Liberty right now.
Oh, no, bro. Yeah.
Liberty literally played probably the worst schedule so far, and they're undefeated. They're still a good team, but I mean... But you know what a good team is? Washington.
Oh, definitely.
Washington is a great team, and you guys need to stop sleeping on them, because they are crazy right now. They're going to be, I don't even know what they're going to be ranked, but they're going to be ranked crazy.
I think they're getting, last time I checked, they were like 8th probably. They're probably moving up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're definitely going to. I think Bama's going to get moved up after this too. They just beat 14 LSU, but you know, it's crazy. Even with the MLB just finishing, with like the World Series.
Yeah.
Did you watch the World Series?
I gotta watch a little bit, if not.
So
a little bit.
Philadelphia obviously lost in the 7th game, and which I think was pretty stupid. Even if the MLB was in on it, they should have made Philly win, because they lost so many viewers, so many games. It was horrible. Arizona got in there. They pretty much lost every single game except one, and it was just horrible.
Yeah, sports, every sport has been going crazy, to be honest.
Like, I wonder if there is really somebody behind it, like, controlling the bets aspects and, like, controlling the other aspect of who's going to win and, like, the lines. Like, who's making these lines for the game?
I don't know, but they may be making some crazy lines. Well,
there's got to be something going on.
Yeah, people would always say there's stuff behind it, but now you see, like, the events that are unfolding in sports.
It's just like mind blowing. I don't even understand how they even do it. And even so, actually, we'll talk a little bit about soccer, because Messi.
Oh, I saw
Messi was actually in our hometown of Naples.
Was he at North Collier?
Yes.
Yeah.
North Collier Park. He was here. His son had a game against. I don't even know, but he was here in Naples, and they were going crazy for him. You should have seen what these kids were doing. They were, like, terrorizing this guy. I felt so bad for him and his whole security. I mean, I'm sure you saw the videos.
Yeah, it was the 1 week I didn't come back. I should have came back, man.
And I'm in the middle of a golf game right now, and I see this stuff, and I'm 30 minutes away, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Buddy's literally been in Saudi Arabia, finally coming to my hometown.
Yeah.
Or not even my hometown, but you know where I live. And
well, hey, isn't he? He's playing right next to me, I think.
Yeah.
Actually, like 2 games ago, we were playing next to the stadium he plays in.
Really?
We were playing. It's a small stadium, though, right? It's a little small.
It's crazy, because, like, he didn't even need the money. It was more so the aspect of him living in the U.S. or Saudi, and you can obviously see which way he took was the USA way. I don't think his wife liked it too much in Saudi.
Yeah, definitely not. Because you never really know what's going to happen.
Which is, like so crazy. And, like, all the sports aspects, because that happens a lot with the soccer stuff. Like, they get, like, billion-dollar bills, billion-dollar deals and stuff, and they don't know where to go, and it's just, it's so crazy.
Yeah, you know? The deals you get in soccer are outrageous. I don't even, you see, like, football, you get, like, $200 million or something, like, for a quarterback or something, but, like, a billion or some, like, in the billions for soccer deals, it's outrageous.
And speaking of billions, Jeff Bezos actually just moved down to Miami, I think. No joke. He's really? Moving down to Miami from Washington, all the way from Washington, where the Seattle Seahawks play, you know, 6-3 or 5-3. We had a little bit of a bye week, but if you have all those millions, why are you going to move? Just have a house in every state. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll go into the more interesting questions. All right, so now for the more interesting questions, things just happening in the world. First, we got the DoorDash. I don't know if you heard of, like, DoorDash, Uber Eats. You probably have Grubhub. Probably order it off of one of those because I do a lot. And I light up my car with that stuff because I cannot drive yet. And it's so good. You know, they give you stuff, obviously, from the place that you order from, fast food. But there is a little thing. There could be a place that you order from, but it's not really the place you order from. So basically, if you order from so-called, like, Mr. Beast Burger, I'm sure everybody's heard of that. Mr. Beast Burger does not have a physical spot. So therefore, they're going to start making their food at some place like Chick-fil-A, or it could be like any food place around you. And they could start contaminating your food with other ingredients from that place. Yeah. And it's been a huge problem with like the FDA. And I've seen a bunch of problems. Kids like using EpiPens because there's peanut oil in their burger or something stupid in their fry. Or obviously, they probably put it in the fry, but something stupid like that. But another thing, too, is it's just like crazy how they can do that and then just keep going with it, and I don't know, it's kind of a big problem for kids that have allergies. But
yeah, well, I can relate because I had allergies. I've gone for 5 years just to get allergy shots, you know. Things, it's been crazy the amount of shots I've had to get, and I don't even know, but the amount of stuff that I was allergic to was crazy. Like, straight pollen, just environmental allergies.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, all this, like, allergies and stuff. I feel like more people every day, my nose is getting itchier and itchier every day. Like, I don't even know how it is. But another thing, too, is this blue raspberry. Everybody's heard of it.
Bro.
Candy, all right? Jolly Ranchers, Push Pops, everything. Blue raspberry is not a real thing, actually.
Come on, man.
It doesn't.
You gotta say it's real.
It doesn't grow, though. Original raspberry grows. A red raspberry, right? Yeah. We've all seen a red raspberry. We've seen a blackberry, right? But there's no blue raspberry, and there's a reason why.
Bro, they, like, changed the color of raspberry.
So they changed it to blue because there was some contaminant with the red coloring for it. Like, it was, like, red 6 or whatever it was. So they had to switch the coloring to blue. They had to switch the flavor a little bit and spice it up. So now we get blue raspberry, but it's not a real thing. It's fake. So how do we really know what blue raspberry tastes like when we say it doesn't taste like blue raspberry?
Man, I don't even know what you can say it tastes like. Just say
like, what's blue raspberry when we just had Halloween? Like, nobody knows.
Man, you can't complain. If something tastes good, it tastes good. You can't do anything about that.
Another story is this guy, actually, about like 60 to 40 years ago, I don't even know when, long time ago,
long time before we were born,
made a car that ran on water, H2O. Somehow he converted the elements, made a car that ran on water, right? And it worked. It could drive like to California to Florida with like, I don't know, like not that many gallons of water. It was literally solving the fossil fuel industry. The guys from India shipped a guy down there, poisoned his drink, made him die. And the story is just, like, history from there. Like, nobody even knows about it, that we could have had, like, all water cars. It's, like, completely crazy.
Yeah, but, like, think about it. You know, gas stations, they get the oil, they get their money from selling, you know, giving out gas. And if we all have access to water.
Yeah,
so but imagine how that would be in our economy. Like,
eventually, we're gonna run out of gas.
Oh yeah, we definitely are. But I don't think it's gonna be,
especially America with America. These gas prices. That means something's going on back there. A couple of pipelines are missing. I don't know what's happening, but it's like crazy what's going on with all the gas. Because eventually, you're gonna run out. Then we need an alternative. But I guess that's for the other generation. But
That's their problem. That's not ours.
Another thing too is all this like AI, all this. Have you seen the AI stuff?
Oh, it's, no, bro.
Like, think about it. When we go back probably like a year ago, thinking like AI, we're like, oh yeah, that's probably like a Fortnite guy, right?
Yeah, that
they just put in the game to make the game more full. Now we're full on having conversations with AI. Yes. Like it's crazy now. Now these things are driving cars and stuff. It's getting really advanced. Now you talk to your Snapchat. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't talked to that thing in a while.
But that's crazy, though. Like, I mean, how can you just talk to, like, something on your phone? And eventually, if this only happens in 1 year, I mean, what's our scale for the next 10 years? You know?
It's going to be outrageous. You know, there used to be a game called, like, Detroit, like, Robots Become Human, something. And I was playing that. And that's what reminds me of something that's probably happened in the future.
Yeah, I mean, eventually there's going to be no jobs on the market if we keep doing this and keep it up. I there's just no like future to humans. I mean, it's getting scary, and even the studies too. Have you seen the studies on the phone? Like, just like having a phone. Say for instance, this is my phone right here. It's just a little charger pack, but having it within 12 inches. What is that? A foot? Within you sends a microwave radiation to you. If you have it within, obviously more closer is more worse, but it, you know how a microwave uses radiation.
Yeah, I know. You gotta take those snaps, you gotta get close, you know what I'm saying?
So if you'd be taking them snaps like right here, you'd be like busting out your liver right there with radiation. So obviously it's not as bad as a microwave, but it's still really bad, and nobody's realizing that if you sleep at night with your phone on and leave it by your pillow and fall asleep with the phone on, or not even with it on.
Probably, and yeah.
I heard of kids having brain tumors because of this now. It's crazy, like all this cancer stuff, and I don't even know. Like, it's crazy, and then eventually you just die. You just go down and die.
It's outrageous, man.
But, I mean, it's so crazy. Like, all this stuff, even, like, in America, what's going on, like, Israel. Have you seen the Israel
attack? Yeah, that's, I can't even think what's happening there.
Yeah, it's so sad. They just, the Hamas people just, like, go in there, start.
That's a big topic.
Yeah, it is a big topic, but we're going to make it a little short because, I mean, that's just... there's so much to talk, but I'm sure you guys already know a lot about it, but have you seen the hostages? They just keep hostiling more and more and more.
I'll just be hearing stories and stories. I try not to see any videos of it because videos are just so graphic.
You can't even. There's literally Donald Trump's kid. He posted a picture of Islam or Israel kid bedroom, all bloody, all everything horrible. They took the kid. They probably must have killed them, but there's so many hostages, and the Hamas people won't stop. They're not going to stop. You just got to put an end to the Hamas, and then all the Palestinians are dying from the Hamas, and it's just crazy. It really is.
Yeah, and like, we go to Catholic school, so like what, Israel with like the Holy Land.
Oh, yeah,
you know, so... Every day, I usually hear about it over the announcements. It is a big thing happening around the world.
But if you even go back in time, like with like that Holy Land and like Jesus and all back in that time, they've been fighting like the Roman Empire. They've been fighting for that land for a while.
Yeah, that land's been.
But Hamas is kind of a different story. But they've still been fighting for that land for so long. And then if you just take that equation away, you know.
But yeah, it's usually like, you know, Israel be the Holy Land. That's where, you know, God's people are.
Yeah.
And there would always be, like, sin. Sin would just start to take over.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And then even if you even go back even further in time to ancient Egyptian times, what do you think about them pyramids right there, boy?
Those things are fake. I'm kidding.
Illuminati and all those pyramids. How do you think they built them?
Yeah, the amount of time it would take to build them and... amount of people that probably have died building them, it's impossible they could have made that.
I mean, even if you were to map it out in today's age, even with our stuff and all of our advancements in technology, I still don't think you could build it, as you know, if they're one inch off and they get to the top, that's 500 feet. The whole thing's coming down.
Oh yeah,
whole thing's coming down. So I mean, it's so crazy what these people did in the past, and now we get to today's day and age where we can't even do anything. Kids can't even do homework. It's so crazy.
Yeah, they probably had kids out there building brick by brick, that thing up there.
I mean, yeah, it's so crazy. It really is. But we're gonna go on to the next topic. All right, guys, we're back with a new set of questions, a new set of everything. But I forgot to say something earlier about the soda brand Sierra Mist. Everybody knows the soda brand Sierra Mist, right?
Oh, yeah, love it.
Yeah, the real sugar, whatever it said on the can, they actually got discontinued. You can't find Sierra Mist anywhere. Not, anywhere. They're discontinued. They're done. And
they serious?
Yeah.
What?
They're done. They're completely done. No. And something to note is that they created a new brand called Starry. Have you heard of Starry?
Oh, yeah, Starry.
So that's their reconcoction of everything, and it's kind of crazy. That whole, Sierra Mist, it's one of the first sodas that's been around, and they got discontinued, they're done, and now they're coming in with the new one. I actually like Starry a lot better than Sierra Mist.
Yeah, but be honest, they need to stop putting Sierra Mist in restaurants. They need to just have Sprite.
Sprite.
I'll be asking for Sprite, Oh, we don't have Sprite, sir. We have Sierra Mist.
Yeah, what?
Come on, man. Give me Sprite.
I think it's a cheaper alternative for the restaurants, because I don't even know. They're trying to keep their expenses locked in a way, but it's kind of crazy, you know?
It is crazy, but let's go back to the sports aspect. I know we were talking about I do football and different stuff, but one sport I could never play. Maybe in the future.
Soccer
and golf.
What?
Golf, man.
Golf.
I know we were playing golf before. We were playing with a couple people, you know.
Yeah.
Monty and Subby did not know how to hit a ball.
So a lot of people don't know is that when you're golfing in a tournament, you're actually carrying your clubs and walking 18 holes. And 18 holes is about 6 to 7 miles every single time you walk it with a 40-pound bag. It gets kind of hard, so people are always like, oh, you just golf whenever, you could do this, you could do that, you don't have to be strong to golf. You don't have to be strong to golf, but you got to be mentally and physically fit to play golf. But soccer, obviously.
Oh, soccer is crazy. Amount of running, I know I play football, but soccer field's bigger than a football field.
It is.
I can barely even run 100 yards, and I'm out there dying. Imagine people running all the time, lateral.
Oh, man. But what would you say about golf? Because I didn't get your input on that. And I kind of just talked over you.
I had to golf. No, but golf, the amount of, the ability to be connected with your whole body at the same time, to be able to, you know, accurately put it in a spot you want it, instead of, you know, how I do it, kick it, hit it into the pond every time I hit the ball.
I mean, I feel like the two hardest sports ever is honestly baseball and golf. And I'll tell you why. Because you have to time a round bat with a round ball perfectly that's coming at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And still hit that thing in a place where there's no fielders. And even if there are fielders, you got to keep running. It's crazy. And even with golf, there's so many little tweaks when you're in your swing. It's just crazy, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot. It's crazy how many training sessions you can go through. You can break down your swing in both of those sports with cameras and stuff, and learn little things just to increase your game by 10 times. It's outrageous. I can't even believe what you could do in those sports and how you train. Football, I can go out here and I already know what's wrong with my throwing motion as a quarterback, because quarterback is the best position on the field. But you can break down your throwing motion by yourself, but in golf it's a little harder. You're going at a faster speed. When you're swinging, you're moving your whole body. You got to fix everything. Football, as my throwing motion, I can change that up. I can change the way my feet are planted. It's all slower than golf it could ever be. Like, it's way slower than golf.
Yeah, it is crazy. But we're going to wrap this up. We're going to finish this with a great, great question that we've had written down this whole time. And it is, what happens at the end of time? Obviously, we know before we were born, like, what happened in that time period. Yeah. We just don't know. But obviously, is there a God? Is there some place you go? Do you reincarnate? Like, it all depends what you believe. Obviously, we go to, like, Christian schools. But at the end of the day, what do you think?
Well, I always think at the end of time, it's really tough to think, like, people can believe in God. They could be, like, atheists and not believe, or not even believe there is a God, and it's just a human world that we're creating. Well, you got to think, like, you could think about the things that are in the world, the vast space, like, the amount of things that were created, the universe, and, like, different universes.
Like, is there aliens out there? Like, what's going on? Yeah. Like, is there an end? Obviously, they always say, like, universe, you know, there's never an end to it. But there has to be an end to the universe.
Maybe there might be an organization like Men in Black that are keeping us from knowing what aliens are.
But, I mean, like, back to that question, you know, like, what happens, you know? Obviously, with, like, us before we were born, do you think that will happen, like, that feeling? But, like, we already had life on this planet. Like, is there a soul? Is there a ghost of you? Like,
yeah, like, so you can really go back to the evolution of humans, or either the creation of humans, you know, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, or you can believe the aspect that people were monkeys and they evolved in, evolved into humans. That's tough. There's two ways to believe it. Can either believe the God, the Bible, Yahweh, way,
or Allah, or whatever, you know. Or I've heard of some people that tie everything together and Allah's this, Allah's that, but then God's gonna take me to heaven, then Allah's gonna carry me out, or I don't know. They believe in everything. It's so weird. It really is.
Yeah, but really, towards the end of we could say, oh, the planet's gonna end in I don't know how long from human causes anyways, because dang, from human causes, like either pollution or maybe even global warming, if y'all think that's happening. But really, it's all what you believe in, either in God, like, as soon as you're transcending into heaven, if you're a believer, or if you have never followed God's way and you go into, you know, hell, or you could believe that the earth's just going to end and life's just not going to exist anymore on planet Earth.
Yeah, it really is just kind of sad, or whatever way you look at it. So you just got to enjoy it. And then even if you believe in evolution, you got to pick a God, because even if you believe in that evolution, there's nothing to lose if you die and you don't have a God, or you do have a God, because the God could save you, even if there is something out there. But
true.
But thank you guys for watching. I appreciate it. This is my I have him on my first podcast, but you know, we're just going to do some more crazy stuff on here, talk about sports, analytics, you know, whatever, and I think you guys are really going to like it, but it's the first one.
Yeah.